From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Hi, boys and girls, Damia Pani, everybody else on the planet. Welcome to Postcard from Poprad, your weekly alternative look at the news, because I got told off for saying sideways, but such is life. This is Eric Wiltshire at the base of the gorgeous Tatry Mountains, snow covered on the top, and yet down here in Poprad, it's blue. The noises that you can hear rustling in the background, I'll tell you about in a minute if you just join us for the first time. I look out of the window, I've got the window open, it is a bright blue sky. No clouds to be seen. The birds are tweeting. The day is marvellous. And you really should come and have a look one day. Over in the zit on the nose of Europe, it is none other than the downtrodden, worst place on the planet to live. Lee Banks in Great Britain.
This is England, 2010. Yes.
We're coming to that in a minute. On today's programme, boys and girls, we'll be having a look at a little mistake that Eric made on Twitter. Kind of. We'll also be talking... We're going to say the name many times. We are not worthy. We are not worthy. Tony Blackburn. We are not worthy. We are not worthy. My hero in radio.
Who's he then?
The name Julian Lloyd Webber will come up. We'll be paying some tribute to the UK Armed Forces. We'll be having a little look at how a bear was fought off with a courgette. Looking at that rich list that's just come out, Susan Boyle and the Guinness World Records books just come out. Abra are having a bit of a spat as well. And much, much more on the very fast-paced programme that we're going to have today. Squeeze all this lot in for you. But we start, don't we? Have you got any messages this week?
Because I have.
I'm very remorse that I've got a few, but some of them I lost because I've been busy.
Oh, right. No, you can't lose your message. I think I've got three.
Uh-huh.
I'll just do it very quickly.
Off you go.
One for a good friend we both know, the Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to wish him all the best because he went in hospital today. He's all right. He's going to survive and he's going to come out as happy and wonderful as ever.
Well, I hope he's got his iPhone with him because then he can listen.
He will. He's promised. Come what may, he will listen to the show.
Which reminds me, sorry to cut across you. Hi to Talk Radio X, Replay Radio, Audio Boot, iPhone, and of course the lovely people on RTI.
Absolutely. And we'd also like to wish all the best to Em and Colin,
mm-hmm.
who are listeners, and they're getting married tomorrow.
you can get a shorter sentence for murder, you know.
No, don't say anything rude. It's all romantic and charming and exciting for them.
Is it?
Yeah, no, I think it's, marriage. And then, there is a married couple who are new listeners to us.
Right.
They love marriage, actually. Funny enough, I was talking to them at the weekend, yeah. Jed and Claire.
Hello, Jed and Claire.
Hello, Jed and Claire. They listened to the show for the first time last week. And they got in touch with me to say, this is what they said. This is for both of us, right?
Right.
You can't half talk. That's it.
You see,
I think that sums it up.
Well,
it?
You see, Jed, the reason we do this programme, which actually ties in beautifully with the fact that neither of us are married, is because we probably talk too much.
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah. We don't have wives to do it for us.
In appropriate times, normally.
Yeah, talking about the ceiling, yeah.
Yes, something like that. Are you done then?
Yeah, sorry, I was a bit slow then, but I've woken up now.
All right. Well, the big story this week, of course, has been Facebook crashing. And Eric made a little mistake because you got a picture of the scene. I'm sitting in my flat, right? And from the other room, this young voice comes out and goes, me Facebook's broken, what's wrong with it? I look up and innocently, as a bloke, say, I don't know, how would I know? And so young female says, well, you should know. I'm going, no?
Well, you should, you know everything.
Thank you very much. So I goes on and I looks, and of course what had happened is one of the providers to Facebook had got a problem, meaning a big chunk of the internet was down. And Facebook was all, oh, it was terrible, coming up with messages like DNS failure. And the panic that set in was unbelievable. So I whipped across to Twitter and I was reading the automatic updates as they come through. That was a car going by. Thousands of them. Thousands and thousands of people all going, Facebook's broken. Yes, we know. Facebook's broken. Yes, we know. Facebook's broken, yes, we know. So I took one of the messages from Facebook, who were actually on Twitter telling everybody, Facebook's broken, we're trying to fix it. Which prompted me to go tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock behind the message. Didn't get any laughs. And so I thought, I know what I'll do, because I'm like that. My little Facebook, and I'd forgotten about all the connections, you see, boys and girls. I put on Twitter, the world is in meltdown, now Facebook has crashed. Something to do with a provider failing. We'll have to listen to www.rti.fm.
Yes.
Which, of course, promptly found its way onto Facebook as it came back online. But some people did see the funny side of that. Certainly Michael and Livia and many others. Christopher England, my old cohort from years ago. Facebook's outside the third world where you live, you know. Ha! Third world! You'll get on, you will. I'll reply to that one. And Elaine said, hi, Eric, how's the weather over there and how's the show doing? So I replied to Christopher first. Hello, Christopher. I'll have you know, mobiles work all over Slovakia, mainly due to the modern communications infrastructure, and then there's the joy of living almost on top of the backbone coupled to a VPN. Lol. He will understand that. And for Elaine, the weather here is fan-dabby-dozy. Because I mean, old mode.
That's a very 1960s phrase.
We nearly did that, didn't we? The show's going well, thanks. And I'd like to share who's guesting in October. But if I did, I'd have to kill
this
me.
This is interesting. Oh, we're not telling people.
Well, we can't really, because I'd have to kill me.
I could kill you.
How long are your arms?
I'd find a way. Let me kill you, Eric. Please.
Jackie Frost says, "Lol, I was wondering about this the other day. What would we do without Facebook?" To which Christopher replies, "There is life outside of Facebook, you know. Life doesn't have to be regimented in the corporate colours and styles and fonts of the man. Something
That's
more
a
free
telling and phrase, you know."
I knew you'd like it. Something more free will probably replace it over the next few years, you're right. And Jackie then responds, of course, there is, but it's part of daily life now for a lot of the world. Yes, something will surpass it in a few years' time. I happen to say I agree with that. But it was major news everywhere. National news here in Slovakia, obviously in America as well. And it kind of makes you think, what did we do before Facebook?
Well, that's what I would like to talk to you about, because I think what happened here is actually very telling, and what your mate said before is very telling as well. The world, like you twitted as a joke, went into meltdown because Facebook collapsed. I think that is terrible. The internet is now working its way. It's like a virus working its way into every single aspect of our lives.
Because we're young men as we are, and if I take you back to the 1970s for a minute, there was a thing in the UK called the 3-day week, which was all due to strikes and arguments with governments.
Yes.
The bad news, well, it wasn't necessarily bad news, if you liked radio, and it got so bad with saving power that they actually turned off the television at 10 o'clock at night. All right? And everybody went, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. Television's gone. It's the same thing. We've just moved from television to the internet.
Yes, but the difference is television doesn't control your banking. It doesn't control buying and selling. It doesn't control how you spend your money. It doesn't control your thoughts. It doesn't control your sex life. It doesn't control everything to do with your life. It doesn't even control your business.
Are you having cyber sex again?
Not while I'm talking to you.
Thank God for that. Oh, I'd rhubarb. Anyway, more from Facebook, because we had this weird message. Well, not weird message. We had this message from Ravy in Canada.
Hello, Ravy.
Hello, mate.
She's a good friend on Facebook.
She is, actually. She's put a little message down which says, top stories by Ravenwolf, what stories did I tell? Now, you should be careful about this, boys and girls, because if you're one of my friends on Twitter, I also produce, well, I don't, a computer does, a thing called the Eric Wiltshire Daily News, which comes out, as the name suggests, daily. And if you put something on Twitter, and if you're one of my mates, and it picks it up as a news story, you end up starring on the Eric Wiltshire Daily.
It's very interesting, actually.
And so
I think I'm going to get one.
And that's how it works, Raby. If you're a friend of mine on Twitter, it then gets transferred into my daily newspaper, which in turn then appears on my you following this, then in turn you're going to go to sleep in a minute, goes to my Facebook profile and tells everybody my daily newspaper is out. So I now have my own daily newspaper. I don't need one of those old, fandangled paper things anymore, because I have my daily newspaper, which has stuff from my friends on it, and I don't
about
care.
Him.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's it. You don't need anybody else, do you? You've got the internet, and you've got your own newspaper, and you've got iPhones, and you've got Twitter. You don't. That's what I'm saying, Eric. You don't need anything else. This internet thing is taking over our very existence.
Good. So that means we don't need to worry about old-fashioned television or old-fashioned newspapers. Good. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
I hate television.
Don't stop.
Are we going to do some news?
Right. Yes. Are you ready? We are not worthy. We are not worthy. You have to understand, boys and girls, around the world, the guru of all gurus of radio is none other than, and he should have a knighthood. He should be Sir. And I think
he should be Sir Wiggy.
No, he should be Sir Tony Blackburn. I think he'd have to be Anthony at that point. But Tony Blackburn is just. Oh, he's such a superb radio presenter, and I'm going to tell you to listen to another radio station. Gasp, shock, horror. On Saturday the 16th of November this particular year, Tony Blackburn is going to join, which he should have done years ago, the stupid BBC should have had him on years and years and years ago. He's going to run the iconic Saturday afternoon chart rundown show, Pick of the Pops, which takes all the charts from years ago, mixes them up together, and makes a great programme. And at long last, the BBC...
That's the 60s programme.
60s, 70s, plus, plus. Mm. And Tony... We are not worthy. We are not worthy. Blackburn will be presenting the programme, and it's the first time he's properly joined Radio 2, and they should have done it 20 years ago. Silly people at the BBC, because Tony Blackburn is the man, the guru, the genius of radio. No. He's a star. He's a star. He's iconic.
He might be a star, but he wears a wig.
He's iconic. You can say no bad, no ill whatsoever. This is as bad... as me trying to say something bad about Bobness.
No, it isn't. You do nothing else but say bad things about his loyal.
Nobody can be ever rude about Tony Blackburn. Tony, I'm so pleased for you. Hope you get the message through. Radio 2, good grief, where have you been asleep? Pick of the Pops, Saturday the 6th of November. Coming up shortly.
16th. Saturday,
6th of November.
Oh, sorry. That's just after the 5th of November. Just be careful the night before, tell me.
Exactly. Saturday afternoon, Pick of the Pops with the iconic Tony Blackburn on BBC Radio 2. Don't miss it. I'm sure it'll be
brilliant. In a week.
Stop it. We are very proud, honoured, and Lee will probably take the mickey out of me now for this, to be the media partner for a great event coming up in Slovakia, in Lovoča. In fact, I was going to ask you, how would you say Lovoča if I hadn't already said Lovoča?
Lovoča, I'd have said the lodger.
The Indian Summer Festival in Lovoča is coming up in October. One of the stars, well, he's just an international impresario, is the cellist Julian Lloyd Webber. He will be doing a number of concerts on there. If you want to get all the details about the festival, go to www.rti.fm. You can't really help the picture. Miss the picture. It's big enough on there. Once you've read through the information on there, if you want to find out more, click on the image, and it will take you to the Indian Summer Festival website. And with a bit of luck, we will be talking to the organisers very, very shortly. So in October, Julian Lloyd Webber, the impresario cellist, will be coming to Slovakia and playing in Lovoča, which is absolutely fab. And very
culture. There's more culture in a pot of yoghurt than you've got. But why did you think I was going to take the mickey out of you over Julian Lloyd Webber?
Because I was
he's a lovely man.
Because I was talking culturally for a moment, and you insist I have no culture.
No, you do have a culture, but
I know. All my culture's in a little pot in a chemist place. Yeah, I know. Being serious for a couple of secs, and we do, boys and girls, we're very, very, very pleased to report that the UK Armed Forces in Afghanistan have been honoured for their bravery. There's a whole group of people, far too many for us to list here, who've received medals. Sadly, some of those medals have been given out posthumously. That was 9 of them in total for superb acts that were covered during the period of October last year through to the 31st of March this year. And I have to say, some of them are just phenomenal what people have done. Yeah, one guy, a teenager, seized a Taliban leader. Another guy neutralized 42 bombs in 72 hours. Just think how many innocent people that guy saved. I think he should get more than a gallantry medal. I think he should be given the key of the City of London, to be quite honest. And I'm very, very honoured to say, if you look those up on the internet, you will find them there. And I think it's great tribute to our boys and girls. And just fantastic news. Nice to see it. And I'm really, really pleased. And the best one has to be one of the soldiers out there, when a hand grenade came into the area where he and his colleagues were, and he had the foresight and speed to pick it up and chuck it back. Good on you, mate. That works.
Good on you, mate. That's
That really does work for me. Over to Montana, I think, Lee.
Right, if that's where you want to go. I've just opened my list, so I know where we are now.
Excuse me. Listen to Tony Blackburn.
Does he have a list? Or is that just the way he walks? If he had a list, his wig would fall off.
Stop it. If I wasn't such a generous person, I'd edit you.
I'd phone up Tony Blackburn and tell him you'd edit him. Because I'd set about him.
Oh, I wish I could remember the song. I'll have to ask his permission if I can play it.
Which song?
The Log-tastic song.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, I know. That was only a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
No, it was before I came to Slovakia, so that's putting it about 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, in friendly terms, that's a couple of years ago, isn't it? Don't be so pompous.
Oh, now I'm... First, I'm not cultural, now I'm pompous, for goodness sake.
Yeah, a pompous Luddite spinster of this parish weirdo. That's you. Be gone.
I'll have you know...
Yes,
that every now and again, I clean up well, and I shave, and I put a suit on. It's not very often.
I know. I've seen it. I've seen you in your suit. It's a sight to behold. Not many people can fit a suit the way you do.
Very good. You're sharp today. You had some razor blades for breakfast. Montana woman fights off a bear using a courgette.
Yeah. She's a good egg, she is. Now, that's hard for you. That's being tough.
Well, apparently this bear was 91 kilos, which in old money is 200 pounds. And
what'd you get a bear for?
Apparently she bashed it with a rather large courgette, which was the closest object she could grab. The police involved have not issued the woman's name, who lives near Missoula, apparently, because she doesn't want to sort of make a big fuss about it. The authorities believe the black bear was something like 20-odd metres away from the house and just happily eating apples. But then there was a bit of a contract.
Yeah, it really wasn't doing any harm, was it?
Well, no. This is the problem where, you know, the nature or natural nature comes in touch with the... Well, I don't know what you call it, because are we modern nature? I don't know. We're supposed to be civilised anyway. But apparently there's a contretemps between the doggy and the bear. And so apparently she kicked the bear very hard with her leg, said the policeman. But the animal actually ripped her jeans and all sorts of stuff. But anyway, she bashed him about the head with a 14-inch courgette that she picked up, and she got him on the bonds. Good on you, girl. Good on you, girl. And the dogs all came out well.
You did tell them the bear was trying to get in the house when she hit him with the courgette. It stuck its head through the door. I can't believe it.
Have you heard that song? No, hang on a minute. You don't listen to modern radio, do you?
Come on, just say it.
Well, there's a new song out, which in the lyrics it says, I want to be a billionaire, and so on and so forth, and talks about being on specialist shows. And
that's a clever little link.
Wasn't bad, was it? Because the rich list is out from Forbes magazine, and he refers to Forbes magazine as well in this particular song, which announces for the 17th year in a row, Bill Gates has been named the wealthiest person in the UK with a mere $54 billion.
How would you get that much money? He must have had two jobs, I tell you. You don't get that much money by just being a corporate entity.
Well, you don't. Well, he's obviously invested wisely. It's a bit like his good friend...
I invested in the Halifax. I've not got 54 million.
You invested in the bank that went pear-shaped last year. ironically, the guy that Bill Gates regularly refers to as his guru is Warren Buffett, who comes in at number two with 45 billion, because he's an investment chappy. Then you've got Lawrence Ellison from Oracle. Then you've got a name that not everybody will know, which is Christy Walton from the Walmart Association or shops. That's 24 billion. Unbelievable. 24 billion.
Yeah, but that's a whole family. I'll tell you what.
No, look further down the list, Lee. There's more coming up, because after Charles and David Koch, who are into manufacturing, you've then got Jim Walton, Alice Walton, and Robson Walton at 7 to 9, respectively, with above 19 point, the hard up one, the one with no money.
That's all I was going to say. They're not doing very well, are they?
He's only got 19.7 billion
dollars. Yeah, but Bill Gates has got 54 billion. Get your finger out, Alice and Jim. Get your finger out. Do something real for a change.
And creeping in at number 10 is a gentleman I had the honour of working for, Michael Bloomberg, who is the former mayor of New York City. And, of course, for anybody that's into business will definitely know that Bloomberg Television is Michael's as well, along with other bits and pieces. Great guy, actually. And he's worth a paltry $18 billion.
Yeah, he's knocking on a bit now, though, isn't he?
Which is up 500. Well, you think about it, he's up 500 million since last year. Bill Gates has grown by 4 billion since last year. I mean, what's that a second, for goodness sake? I have no idea.
I know. But the problem is, to be Bill Gates and have 54 billion, right, you have to look like Bill Gates.
Yeah, and? I'd look like Bill Gates for 54 billion. I wouldn't care.
I could see why you wouldn't do that.
The new Guinness World Records book is out, Scottish...
this is unbelievable.
Scottish singer Susan Boyle has been given three different entries in the new book. Her debut album...
There's only three entries she's had in her life.
Stop it. ...was apparently the fastest-selling album by a UK female, and also had the most successful first-week sale of a UK debut album. I can't see Dylan in here, but I'll come to it in a minute.
Because that's a single, dear. That's a single. So Tom only had a single.
Also had the most successful first week sale of a UK debut album.
Who's
album?
This?
Sumo.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go on, then.
Right, a debut album sold 400,000, 1,100, 820 copies in the first week, almost 50,000 more than the previous record holder. Notice the previous record holder, which happened to be the Arctic Monkeys. Other singers to make new additions into the famous book includes Sir Tom Jones, the oldest artist to have a number one single. Lady Gaga was crowned the most searched for woman on the internet. And there's nothing in the press release about Bob Dylan. Oh, well, that's such his life, isn't it?
Oh, Tony Blackburn.
Oh, stop it. Oh, Tony Blackburn.
I'm going to tell you what. You know what?
What?
Old Subo, that gorgeous, delectable creature.
It's only because you only love her now because she's worth millions.
Yeah, well, she could have had another Guinness Book of Records entry, couldn't she?
Yeah,
for tantrums, having the most tantrums on a plane.
No, the only person to get married to Lee Banks, the 54 times married person.
What? I've not been married 54 times. 52. But anyway, I don't care. I'm not interested in Sumo. I'm chucking Sumo away. She's can't sing.
Oh, she does.
She's like a pub singer. She's like if she could take her teeth out, she'd be incredible. She could make it in any Labour club.
Oh dear, that joke falls really flat anywhere around the planet apart from here. Anyway, moving along. Well done to Sumo. Congrats, girl. ABBA to sue the Danish far right, who are currently using Mamma Mia for political purposes. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Mamma mia. Oh, no. That was such a tabloid headline. Mamma mia. Benny and Bjorn are actually taking legal action against the far-right party.
Danish Party. Yeah.
Which apparently is called the Danish People's Party.
Oh, People's Party. Not Party.
But it's not the first time, actually, that parties have hijacked songs.
No, of course it isn't.
Because during the last presidential campaign, there was... Heart and Foo Fighters, I think, were in...
Yeah, Heart and Foo Fighters, yeah.
Yeah, they were in there. And there's also...
What song was that?
I can't remember off the top of my head, to be quite honest.
No, I can't, but yeah. But,
and equally, there's been some far-right parties that have, who's, we won't mention, who've also hijacked songs. And, well, they shouldn't be allowed to do it. It's as simple
and
as
how
that.
Many of His Royal Bobness's songs have been hijacked by political parties to make political points of view? And how many times do you hear at every concert when he sings those incredible... prolific words, prophetic words that say, even the President of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. And everybody goes wild. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Mm. And it was sad yesterday, as we come towards the end of part one.
Why?
As I do, as you do, because I do this sort of thing. Yeah. I was looking at Google News on the live feed, as one does.
Yeah.
And I just happened to go on the click-through for it, doing some more stuff about Google Me that's coming out, which is a competitor to Facebook. And, well, it's coming up in October anyway. And I go to there, there's an advert.
I know what you're going to say.
It happens to wreck my Thursday. It destroys my entire week. And it is none other than Dylan.
His Royal Bobness.
Not the one from Magic Roundabout, which was far better. it happened to be Bob Dylan doing his dropping his paper on the floor video, and Google are using it for everything.
Yeah, but that's the most iconoclastic video ever made.
Iconoclastic? Where'd that come from? Is that a new word?
Came out me gob. That just came out me gob. I wasn't even thinking about it. It just popped out like that.
Very quick. Well, we haven't got time to do another story because we haven't. But I just don't get it. Can only be that all the producers to these radio commercials and television commercials and online commercials are all old gits like you.
No, it isn't at all. And we have this argument all the time.
It's not.
It's very simply that Bob Dylan is still the greatest star in the world.
He's cheap.
No.
He's cheap.
He's not, you big chicken cheap. You can't say that about him. No, he makes adverts. He did one for Victoria's Favourite. He was advertising knickers at one point. The thing is, he actually thinks it's funny.
We'll be back in part two, quicker than you can listen to a Bob Dylan track.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.